Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm Jeremiah Bullfrog, and I'll be reading poems of my choosing from Poetizer.com, including one of my own that I created during the week. I hope you'll enjoy this form of art with me and decide to check out the poets of this show later. All links are in the description. Let's get started. All right, this first poem is called Text Message Writing Prompt Number 1. Your new playmate, not cotton candy. She's a hairy fart. It's gross, this you fancy. I hope the picture made you puke, or at least reminding you're not Archduke. Constantly mixing up who you send texts to. This is proof you're cheating. I already knew. Your face is a goo dripping. Fake Halloween mask. Try concentrating, no brain, on a single task. It's not Bartholomew-mas, don't you know? Ask not cotton candy for that. Show. You're deep down, a diarrhea smear squirt, sucking too at laundry, lipstick on your skirt. Oh. The skirt signifies a walking filth pus brain-rooted man, covered. Moldy body odor, ancient fast food, smelly rotten, just like the visible fake soul on the face of you. Never not to be a nightmare, as you're not true. Glad I won a condo for all my hard work. Go live with mommy, you 42-year-old jerk. This was by Roadrunner Stunner. Next poem is called Spanish Musics by Rahi. Don't turn on Spanish Musics, and if you do, don't stop. Sometimes it's all I need to make myself feel better. Nothing moves my heart as music does. It's the only thing that I will cherish, especially if it is in Spanish. Songs that we listen to when we are sad. Songs that make us feel a little less bad. Songs that make us dance. Songs that are very close to our hearts. Very beautiful. And I would say, music moves my heart as well. It's a beautiful thing. Very tasty. In fact, my favorite kind of music is instrumental. Instrumental, and I like electronica. I like the dark wave stuff a lot of times. And I like the ambient dark music too. That's good stuff. Invasive Game by E. Gray. Jasmine clings to my wisteriaed veins. Your roots carve my bamboo name. Now, yeah, this is a haiku. 575, right? This next one is called Haven by Book Lover. It is just a small apartment on 34th and Vine, but large enough to hold the world on shelves and in a mine. Mismatched plates in silver, a handleless chipped mug, walls desperate for new paint, a worn oriental rug. Marble-mantled fireplace gives warmth in many ways, holds portraits of long-loved love, lasting remaining days. Bookcases filled to sagging, pages ancient and well-worn, perfume of the ages held in their lines adorned. Second-hand thrift store radio, singing in a tinny voice, the genius of the years as if there were a choice. A skylight opens fully, the portal to the stars, solid reason for occupancy, the dreams are ours. This one is epic. I love it so much. This next one is called Painkilling Cocktail by Jason B. Adding water to my cola takes away the pain. Oh, wait. That's not water, it's vodka. Now I understand why I'm feeling numb. Very comedic of you, Jason B. Thank you. I laughed. I promise I laughed. Freedom is not free by Be Encouraged 3. Freedom is not free, but is fought for by men and women like you and me. There is a great sacrifice to be made by men and women willing to take, giving their lives for our country, knowing that freedom is not free. Great one here for July 4th. Thank you so much, Be Encouraged 3. Puffy Words by K. Garrick D. If you convinced a turtle to come out of its shell, you're a smooth talker. Firefly by Callie G. Or Callie Gee. Probably Callie Gee. Okay, Firefly. A firefly trapped in a jar will make a light. Can the firefly see outside its light? Or is it blinded by its own luminescence to the other side of the glass? The firefly sees darkness past the barrier. And you see the firefly as you dwell in the abyss. As you shine your beacon outward toward the great unknown, what eyes might peer into your jar? This has become personal. You know, this one really makes me think. Does the sun see any kind of shadow? Nonsense! The sun doesn't have eyes. In fact, it can't sense anything. But here we have a sun with legs and arms and eyes and a mouth and a nose, ears. He's not my son. He must be yours. That was silly. Excuse My Little Rant. By J. Rural. My friends congratulated me for my 48 published poems. My mom told me I write quantity, not quality, and I was supposed to laugh. She's so nice sometimes. Well, J. Rural, I'll give you some news. I also have 48 poems here on Poetizer, and it fascinates me. You know, Okay, so I'm not going to read any more of your poems. And I'm just going to say this. Really, it doesn't matter what other people think, but quality is better than quantity. And yes, I did also do 48 poems, but in the last almost, it's going on a year, I think it is, or maybe it's less than that. Yeah, I started in January of last year. I think of it this way. I've been in several different jobs in my life. And I am so sorry. But really, this is some recommendations of my own, and I'm not saying any of your poems are bad, because I'm not even gonna look at them. But it is true that quality should always be over quantity. And your poems could be as short or as long as you want, and they could have all of the inspiration of the world, or just a thought in a small moment of time. It doesn't really matter to me, but quantity means nothing. Really, it does, it seems. Your poems could be awesome. Your mom could be saying something not very true, that your poems are not very good. And I'm not going to say that. Really, I like this poem because it kind of went into the little rant that I did. And I was like searching Poetizer and I was like, ha! That's cool! I like this poem because it leads into what I was doing, a little rant. So the best thing I would say is take a nice hot bath, a relaxing bath, and just close your eyes for a moment and think up a poem that way. Not saying that I do it, and in that case, I'm a bit of a hypocrite. But anyway, I'm done. I love your poem. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm putting this in the podcast, definitely. Nighttime Haiku number 37 by Duje Dodd. You could hear a pin drop down to the ground tonight. It's oh so quiet. We're just people pretending to be human. By Red Marble. She deserves. By Rishaba. Asterisk. Learn to express your feelings, or else she will choose the person who can, because she deserves someone who can make her feel beautiful. She deserves someone who can make her feel wanted. She deserves someone who can make her feel loved. She deserves someone who can make her feel like she is the one. Relative poverty. Don't make a ton, otherwise I'd live in Kensington. Sadly, I'm not too rich, can only afford Greenwich. I deserve a new phone, but for that I'd need a loan, and in turn, to get it, I'd need decent credit. But my score is only fair, which leaves me in despair. I need a full-time job, now I'm a part-time slob. Just someone open me the door and let me stop being so poor. This poem was by I Think in Ink. With my personal opinion, I would have to say you have to be ready for the opportunities that come your way, because they do. You just have to really, really see them. The opportunity could even be your mind. This poem was pretty creative. I don't know you personally, but maybe this creativity could be used to write stories and then publish them on Medium or one of those outlets where you can make money from other people reading your stuff. And no, I'm not advertising for them. But opportunity, as I've been told, is like a train, and you have to be ready for that train. You have to buy that ticket. And sometimes that ticket is just knowledge. There's many ways to freely find information on the things that you enjoy. I go to YouTube for most of my stuff, but I've taken a couple of classes because lately I've been thinking of becoming a financial advisor of some sort. It all depends on what you want to do. Plan out your life. And even if I have heard that God laughs at our plans, He still wants us to plan out our lives. He gave us dreams for a reason. So definitely strive toward your dreams. If you want to become rich, then work on it. Now that's just my opinion. Thank you very much for the poem. I loved it. Although I disagree, here is Rolando J. Rosario's poem, Another King. The devil wears a crown, not one of jewels and gold. The crown atop his head, it is of blood and bone. Beads lay across his chest. It houses the most sinful souls. The more they scream in agony, the brighter the dark beads will glow. Eyes look out to fire. Blood runs like waterfalls of despair. A land full of demonic creatures he inspired. Still, it was their choices that got them here. A king amongst his kingdom, reigning high above the rest. You may get a chance to meet him, depending on how you live before your death. Now, Rolando, this seems like this is glorifying Satan. But I like the poem. It makes me have a feeling of dread and despair.
And for some strange reason, I like that darker type of stuff. I'm always listening to dark ambient music. When it comes to lyrics, though, I try to stay away from them. Since music hits harder for me than actual words, though, I would say that your poem has not really given me so much of a dread that I'm going to just not put this one in there, because I like this poem. Thank you for your poem. I think I'm done. This next poem is by Mac Vogt. It's called Everything. A man, friend of gentle breezes for what lies on their wings, and knower of not things but systems, motors of bugs, languages, and recipes of recipes. A woman, sensitive to comparison, but nonetheless like a bird darting from the slate of shadow into a cup of window light, reflection of bursts, and she chirps. The backdrop of my goosebumps, the serenity in nothing. This poem is great, but it is very mysterious for me. The words flow together quite well. Thank you for sharing your poem. Glass Box by KMH. Trapped in a glass box, someday my wings shall learn flight. Hundreds of years, mine. Thank you, KMH. It was a very beautiful poem, and I liked that it was a haiku, most of all. I don't understand it very well, but I love it. It's tasteful. Thank you for sharing. This next poem is called Somebody. I want somebody who isn't afraid to love me, who looks at me for hours and falls deeper and deeper in love with me, like I do with them, every time I look at them. I want somebody who accepts my weaknesses and holds me when I fail, saying all those right words to pick me back up. I want someone who wants to show me off to their friends and family, exclaiming, "That's mine," telling them all of my amazingness, like it's the only thing they see. I want someone who loves me, like truly loves me for everything I am, and everything I am becoming, because I'll love them for everything they are, and everything they are becoming. I just want someone to love me, like I love them. Will I ever get that? And this poem was by Kai. And yes, Kai, I believe you will. That's a beautiful poem. Thank you for sharing. This next one is by Diane Crawford. Nell, a limerick. And she says, in parentheses, "This is my latest contribution to the nonsensical rhymes meant to bring some fun into the darkness we live in these days. There was a young lady named Nell, who claimed she sang like a bell. She shrieked and she crowed, she snorted and blowed, till they threw her down into the well." I really hope there was water in that well. This last poem is by Juke Napier. Mountain. I am a lonely mountain, and most of the time, I wish I was open like the ocean. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Bullfrog Dusk. If you are interested in anything else I do, check out my website, jjbullfrog.com. I also have an Instagram with posts from flowers to daily life. Give it all a try. You can contact me about anything, too. If you want your poem heard in my podcast, you can use my website, Instagram, or the website Anchor to let me know. Remember to share this podcast with everyone, and I'll see you in the next episode.